its current state on WKAR. Imagine for a minute that you run a restaurant and one of the world's most famous food personalities is about to eat your food.
Bourdain has three rules to travel by. Get hungry.
Spicy, sour, salty, savory.
Get curious.
Are you kidding me?
Get lost.
Mama didn't raise no fool.
Chef and author Anthony Bourdain has a new globe-trotting TV show called Parts Unknown on CNN. On Tuesday, he brings his Guts and Glory speaking tour to MSU's Wharton Center. After his talk, he'll join 150 people for a VIP event at Red Haven, a new restaurant in Okemos. Current state Scott Pohl spoke with Red Haven owner Nina Santucci about feeding Anthony Bourdain. She's a big fan.
We first started talking about it in the kitchen, and we all kind of thought, you know, talking about it as if it was never really going to happen. Oh, how cool would it be for him to be sitting at our counter and we could cook for him? You know, it's one of those people who, if you have a list of 10 people that you could cook for, you know, he would be on it. But, you know, never thinking that any of those 10 would ever actually happen in reality. So, you know, we had a ton of fun with the idea, but always thinking that it probably wasn't really going to happen. And then we get a contract and sign in, that was it. So as far as how it happened, I'm pretty sure from what I've gathered that the Wharton Center recommended us to them. And, you know, I like to think that Anthony Bourdain looked at our website and said, yes, that's where I want to go. But in reality, it's probably not all that exciting, I'm sure. You know, they came here and stopped by the restaurant to check it out, and I think have done some research on us. But I like to think, and hopefully he won't tell me otherwise, that he's been a huge follower of ours for years.
Did he have any particular requests or demands?
Really, none at all. It was pretty cool when we were talking, you know, just a week or two ago with the folks from the Wharton Center and Anthony Bourdain's people, and he pretty much said that he wants to eat what everyone else is eating. He wants to drink what everyone's drinking. He doesn't want anything special brought to him. And I thought that was pretty awesome, you know, that he, you know, you kind of like to think anytime someone of that caliber comes, you want to do something extra special for them, which for us will be our entire menu. But, you know, for him to just kind of say, no, I don't want any special treatment. I want to be eating what everyone else is eating is, I think, is kind of shows, hopefully, a pretty good character for him.
Would I be right in guessing that because he's coming here for dinner after his appearance at the Wharton Center, that you won't be able to attend his show at the Wharton Center? You'll be here preparing that meal, I assume.
Unfortunately, that is true. Part of the deal with hosting the reception is that we got 4 tickets to the show, and something that I would love to go see, but unfortunately there's no way. I would be far too stressed to be sitting in there thinking about everything that needed to be happening at the restaurant to really make that happen.
Anthony Bourdain has a pretty well-earned reputation for loving what he loves and hating what he hates, and so it makes me wonder if you feel any particular nervousness or pressure in preparing a meal for him.
There's definitely, you know, if you really think about it, would be pretty awful for him to really not have positive things to say. I mean, even just having a non-reaction is kind of like, you know, a letdown. But I think, you know, we're putting out things that we feel really proud of, that we really like, and that we've had really positive response to that. I think if nothing else, you know, it may not be that he says this was the best meal I've ever had in my life, but I think we feel confident that he's gonna enjoy everything. And so we'll see. I mean, it's certainly, there is that, like, that could always happen, that he's just like, this is garbage, and he probably will say it. But that's the worst thing that can happen, and if nothing else, I'm still feeding Anthony Bourdain, so that's pretty exciting.
I'm picturing a certain level of tension in the kitchen. You fool, you left the potatoes on right for a minute too long. That sort of thing. That's not likely, is it?
No, I think everyone, you know, when it comes down to crunch time, everyone's very calm and collected, and they just kind of put their heads down and get the job done. So I think he should hopefully be impressed kind of seeing, you know, how we put the food out and, you know, kind of take care of business in a sense.
So tell me a little bit about what you're planning. You have an extensive menu. We maybe can't cover all of it, but what are the highlights?
Well, so the way that the party will happen is that it's essentially a cocktail. So everyone will be standing. There'll be, you know, lots of drinks and libations flowing, and then there'll be past hors d'oeuvres and some stationary hors d'oeuvres. So it's all, you know, a lot of finger food type items that can be consumed while standing. So some of it is things that we've done at the restaurant that, you know, we're really excited about, get a good response on, that also translates to eating while standing up. And then others are things that are off the menu. It's a very pork heavy menu, so hopefully everyone's on board to eat quite a bit of pork that night.
He's a pork guy.
Yeah, I think he is. And I think most people who follow him, I can't imagine he's got a huge vegetarian following just based on the things that he says. So I think it should go over pretty well. But well, in general, I think we kind of try to highlight and showcase some ingredients that we get here in Michigan that we're pretty proud of. I mean, the night that he comes in, our main focus to kind of highlight, you know, Michigan as a whole. So we've worked with a lot of the different brewers that we work with and are getting, you know, really specialty beers that you only see once in a while. And, you know, can't imagine he's going to be able to drink every single one of them. But just to have them out there, you know, for people to see all the really cool stuff we're doing. And we try to kind of bring that through to the menu. So type of pork that's raised here in Michigan is the Mangalitsa pork. It's originally imported from Hungary, and it's raised and kind of prized on its fat. So most pigs that you get are about 90% meat, 10% fat, very lean. This pork, on the other hand, is 40% meat, 60% fat. So when you cut into it, you're going to be seeing inches of fat. But it's raised much longer than a conventional pig would be. And the flavor is incomparable. The color of the meat is more similar to a steak than it is of the pork that we're used to seeing. And so we brought in one of these pigs and have just kind of played around with all of its components. And you'll see different parts of the pig throughout the menu. So the lard we rendered down and smoked it. And then our baker is baking a Cuban bread with the smoked lard that's going to be served with some different condiments, similar to what we do at the restaurant. But this is, you know, this very awesome specialty bread that, you know, we'll only be pulling out for this. That same pig, a brewery up in Traverse City, Right Brain Brewery, takes the bones, smokes them, and makes almost a stock out of it, which in turn becomes a pig porter. And it's a smoky, rich, dark beer, really incredible. And we're using that beer to make one of our popular soups that we serve out of our food truck, our beer ham and cheese soup. So using a smoked ham stock, local cheddar cheese, and then that pig porter beer, and then we'll serve that in little shooters, top them with beer bubbles so it'll look like a frothy beer. And just kind of, you know, really bringing out all different components of this one animal, and you'll see it throughout, you know, all sorts of different courses in our menu. But I'll kind of tie together and show all different things that you can do with just one thing.
It's my understanding it's sold out, is that right?
Yes. We're not a huge restaurant, so there weren't a ton of tickets to begin with. But before we even announced that we were going to be the ones hosting the reception, the tickets had already all been completely sold. So I have to imagine that the people who are coming are real huge Bourdain fans because they got those tickets early. And so that's exciting because not only will we be cooking for him, but we're going to be cooking for hopefully a room full of foodies. And for me, there's no greater person to cook for than someone who truly appreciates and, you know, knows what goes into a lot of the dishes that we'll be putting out. So it's an exciting crowd to have the opportunity to showcase what you can do.
His new show is on CNN. Any idea if he's bringing a CNN crew with him?
I haven't heard anything about it. So my understanding, as far as I know, he's got just his one production person, maybe two that'll be with him. So it would be amazing if there was a camera crew, but I think what we can really hope for is that he likes the place enough that maybe he would consider bringing a camera crew at a later date. But I'm guessing he's on tour almost a different city every single day, that probably to do both at the same time might be a bit much. But you never know, and like I said, one can only hope that he has a good enough time that he feels it worth coming back to Lansing.
Well, if nothing else, you're on Current State on WKAR.
That's right.
Well, it sounds really exciting for someone like you to get an opportunity like this. Good luck on Tuesday night, and thank you again, Nina Santucci of the Red Haven.
Yep, thank you so much for having me.
For Current State, this is Scott Pohl.